And this tendency for phase shift in the timing of sleep is not just for humans. It's been seen in rhesus, it's seen in octagon degu, it's seen in rat, mouse, as was reviewed in the paper that is highlighted here and work that Mary Karskadon was involved in. And then some really interesting work that Till Ronenberg has done in Europe. Actually, some huge samples. This is one of the early papers that got a lot of attention. Just looking at the midpoint of sleep in this European sample on 3 days, and this delay in the midpoint of sleep when people get to choose their sleep is really marked in between 10 and 20. And then at 20, he actually thinks that this is biological end of adolescence. You begin to see this drop in males and females. Now. And then there's some, you know, there's actually some intrinsic circadian rhythm work, and then this dim light melatonin onset work that Mary did that was a really heroic amount of work to get kids in constant conditions and really look at dim light melatonin independent of their actual patterns of exposure to light. You see this, this is control for all the things you want to see, and you still see the shift in the dim light melatonin onset as kids get to be Tanner stage 4 and 5. So this is part of a larger story that kids in adolescence face delay, and there are various reasons for this. But I now want to shift back to the larger story.